Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
My bros, welcome back to my humble life abode. Last week we finally got some cool shit. Turns out Izzy is like totally destined to be my soul bro forever and ever, which is like a dream come true, my dudes.
I can literally promise you this is the first time you both have been this colossally idiotic.
Dude.
Don't call me dude.
Keep Izzy's dope name out of your mouth.
We're getting nowhere with this, Arthur. I don't know why we even try. Look, just roll the tape. Previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
How did you do that? Is this a prank?
Oh, more like an abracadabra.
Magic.
Yeah, kind of my thing.
I'm not going to remember this time either, am I?
It's so much more fun this way, isn't it? You get to pretend that I'm your eccentric client, and I get to enjoy the look on your face when you figure it out again. I always did love the way your eyes crinkle at the side when it clicks. Yeah, just like that. Trees.
Marlin? How did I...
Came up to get me for my show. Something about me trashing the hotel room like a diva.
Jesus, Marlin. You can't keep it together for a day.
Arthur, did you hear me? Arthur, did you hear me? You need to get the sheath.
Yeah, okay. Sheath.
Jesus, this is serious. Look at me.
There's like three of you. Which one?
What's wrong with him?
Arthur's completely incapable of doing anything on his own.
Yeah, of course. We know that.
So what is your plan here? We send him off alone so he can die even faster?
He's not going alone, okay? He's just going without us.
Give me Brad. I remember this part. You guys gotta kneel. I, Arthur Pendrell, do so totally accept your pledge and declare you a knight of this round beanbag. Welcome to knighthood, my dudes!
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 9, Lady of the Fountain.
No, we can't wait a few months on this. Are you insane? Merlin's finally back on his game. I haven't seen him this alive since we first started. That shit on stage was incredible with Viva, and if we don't capitalize on it right now, we're gonna lose momentum. A third page feature? Karen, he literally communed with the dead in front of a live audience. Yeah, I do think that's worth the cover. And I'm so glad you see it my way. I'll wait for your office to get in touch about scheduling. Talk soon. And now you just have to get Merlin to agree to do a last minute cover shoot. Piece of cake.
You look like you could use some water.
Oh, that's nice of you, but I don't have any cash.
Free of charge.
Yeah, that's how you get killed. Ever heard of stranger danger?
We're far from strangers, Triss.
How do you know my name? How are you doing this? Is this a joke?
Not a joke. This is just the form that seemed like it would be the least upsetting to you. The most familiar.
The least upsetting thing would be a tower of water forming into a talking human shape offering me a bottle of water?
Could try something different if you like. I do quite like turning into a dragon, actually. Though sometimes they think that it's something different because of the water. Really started to stir with the whole Loch Ness Monster situation.
You're the Loch Ness Monster.
I used to be the Loch Ness Monster. It depends on how you look at it.
Look at what?
Time, really? Is it relative? If I was once the Loch Ness Monster, am I always the Loch Ness Monster? Was there a period of time where I was never the Loch Ness Monster? Is there another timeline where an insufferable wizard doesn't come up with the nickname Nessie?
I finally lost it. He's finally made me snap. I'm having a nervous breakdown, and after that, I'm totally gonna die. But you know what? He's got another thing coming. If he doesn't think I'm gonna come back and haunt his ass, I'm gonna haunt him so good.
Do you mean Merlin? I'm not sure he'd be very easy to haunt. Besides, you'd have to die to do it.
I really truly think that I might already be halfway there, at least. Do you see that light? Should I be looking into it?
Tristan! Tristan! Sorry, I didn't mean to be sharp.
That's okay, Water Woman.
You may call me Vivian.
That's much better than Nessie.
I thought so.
Okay, if I'm not having a mental breakdown and you're, trapped in the Bellagio fountains, what do you want me to do? Sell your voice for your land legs?
I don't get cable here, so I must be honest with you. Any pop culture references you choose to engage with will go right over my fountain head.
Right. Yeah, of course. Why would you have cable?
Darling, Triss, you've lost so much, and I hate to ask this of you, but you're the only one who seems to have any control over Merlin this time around.
That's a bit of an overstatement.
He likes you and respects you. That's a difficult combination, and he's in trouble.
Okay, how can I help?
Take the water. Drink it. You'll know what to do from there.
I'm drinking water from a fountain, woman. Okay, bottoms up, I guess.
Okay, so I went through what Kay and Gwen remembered from your meeting with Merlin, and I did my best to gather some options for a game plan. Kay seems to think most of the battle stuff will be like muscle memory, almost, but first things first, I think we need some weapons, for Izzy and me. Yeah? You don't have to raise your hand.
Thank you, Mr. Lance Santonite, sir. I have already totally acquired the weapons that you speak of.
You... what?
Yeah, dude.
Aw, man. Are you guys gonna get to choose your weapons? That's so lame. Does anyone want to swap Brad for, like, nunchucks or something?
Nunchucks?
I definitely have nunchucks, but you might like a mace better?
Holy shit.
I like shiny shit. It's not a big deal.
You just laid out a small medieval armory.
Only 'cause you said we needed weapons. I did my team duty, Santa Captain Lance.
Man, I hate that he's got Santa energy.
Have either of you ever had a full conversation with someone other than yourselves?
Sure.
Not a meaningful connection, though. We're like soul bros, you know?
Aw, dude.
Are you guys high?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Great.
Sorry, dude. This is, like, very stressful. I've got, like,
big, like, destiny.
Yeah, like, what do you call it?
Will Smith, Fresh Prince kind of destiny.
No. It was, like, it was bigger.
Bigger than Fresh Prince?
Yeah, dude. It's like, not the Titanic. Who's in the Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hey. Santa beat me. That's cool.
Guys, do you think we could maybe, just a little bit, focus on getting a plan together so we, you know, don't die? Literally?
All right. Lance, Santa, baby, listen. Planning is like totally important. For sure. But also, this is like matters of destiny with a capital D, destiny. And sometimes destiny is like so heavy to hold, you know? So you gotta be open.
Open?
Right here, man. Open to where the quest takes you. You wanna get open with us?
Yeah, man. Open.
Merlin!
Yes, Triss, what time? Right here.
17 times?
Excuse me?
You wiped my memory 17 times? Yes, Merlin, I know.
Oh, we can change that if you'd like. We'll just take a quick little,
Merlin?
Triss.
Hey, how are you? Here to yell at me a bit.
I cannot believe you! You just...
Oh, Triss, stop.
Snapping your fingers every time I figure it out? You've just been taking that away from me because you want to keep playing magician?
If you'll remember, playing magician has done very well for us both.
Yeah? How's it doing for Arthur? Gwen? Kay? Isolde?
That is not... Look. I don't know what you think you figured out, but it's probably just residual magic from Excalibur being around recently with Arthur. We can work through this.
I drink water, Merlin.
Hydration is good.
No, from the fountains. I drink dirty tourist water because a woman made out of a big pressurized water tower told me to.
Oh, no, Nessie.
She said she doesn't like that.
Oh, I am well aware of that.
You really don't have any problem with this? Fucking off from your duty and leaving them unprotected?
Oh, they have been doing just fine without me so far.
They haven't, and you know it. They're dealing with little minor monsters that don't know why they're chasing Arthur. What do you think they're going to do when she finally wakes up?
They are going to die, Triss. She's going to find them, and she's going to win. And they're going to die. That is it. It's not some big secret or puzzle to figure out. She will wake up, she will find them, they will lose, and she will kill them. So why do I have to watch this time? Can't I just take this one, just this one, off, do some magic throws, and try again next time, huh?
You know you can't do that, even if you wanted to.
Yeah? Oh, hi, Miss Faye.
You can call me Morgana, you know. We've discussed this.
Right, yes, Morgana. Old habits, I guess.
You've got to relax, Gwen. The work is important, but I promise you, no one's going to care about that if you can't just relax a bit. Unclench a little.
Right. Yes, unclench. I am doing my best.
Good. How'd the family emergency go?
It was... Everything's fine.
You sure?
Yes, it was stupid, honestly.
Didn't seem stupid.
Arthur and I, we grew up together, and we just... He has been going through a lot, and I thought it was something serious. But he just... He had the flu, I guess, and he's a total baby when he gets sick.
Yeah, I know the type.
Sibling?
No, I meant me. I'm awful with pain.
Right, yes, of course. I forgot about the...
Foster home thing?
I didn't mean to be...
No, you can say it. I talk about it all the time in interviews, Gwen. It's not something I'm ashamed of.
I wasn't saying you should be. I really admire what you've done with this place, and if I hadn't had Arthur and Kay when my mom passed, I don't know what I would have done.
You would have survived, Gwen. Thrived, probably. You don't seem like the type to be held down by circumstance.
I don't know about that.
Nothing's permanent. Don't forget that.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm afraid I've got a bit of that childish sickness coming out. Horrible migraines. Can't think when they come around.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, you're a regular magician, aren't you? Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, you think you could repurpose that homegrow idea from your cover letter? Marketing's on my ass for something we can give to the suburban mom market.
You want to sell drug paraphernalia to the suburban mom market?
Now that would make us some serious cash, trust me. But I was thinking something along the lines of like a spice garden, herbs or something.
Oh, yeah, sure, I could do that.
See? States of matter. Always in flux. Nothing's permanent, Guinevere.
So, you're saying, like, you think it's other people
inside of other people, like those, what do you call them? Those dolls that live inside other dolls.
Cannibals.
Babies?
Parasites.
Mm. No. It's like a continent. A stressful one.
Oh, Australia.
France.
France is not a continent.
But it is stressful.
Russia. Russian dolls. You think we're like Russian dolls? And like, our new lives eat our old ones to survive?
Yeah, dude. Because sometimes I'm like, totally me, right? But other times it's like one of the little dolls, little inside dolls, he takes over and he's like, "Roar! I'm Arthur now." And then later, I'm me again.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I think so.
I think it's more like, okay, hear me out. Okay, mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. You know how when it's cold out, like, you put on a coat?
Define coat.
What? Like, you know, like a jacket.
Define jacket.
Like a thicker article of clothing you put on when it's cold outside.
Define article.
She's fucking with you, dude.
I am. It is true. I have been caught.
Tell us about the code.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. You ever think, like, I'm wearing this coat because I need it, but later, when the sun comes out, I won't need it anymore. Yeah, so I'll take it off, and it'll just be me without a coat.
Yeah, okay. Coatless.
And what if that's what this is? Like, we need to find a way to access the coat we need. When you fight something, you need to put on your good at sword stuff, Arthur coat. But when we need to find something, you've gotta put on your, like, find something, Arthur coat.
Sounds very like she put the lotion in the basket.
No. I think I get it. I need to just, yeah, okay, we gotta find the sheath, right? So I just need to put on an Arthur coat. Who had the sheath? Yeah?
Yeah. I think. It's just a theory.
Like string theory.
But with coats.
It's exactly nothing like string theory, but okay, if that helps.
But what about Izzy coats and Lance coats? Maybe there's one of you guys that knows how to find it. Let's I'll put on coats. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But how do we find the coats?
I think, like you just... What if we think about the coats we're looking for, right? The stuff Kay and I looked up, there was some stuff about the sheath. I made a list. It was... There's, like... It's made out of a shiny thing, and it was rare, and oh my god. This is... How do you guys think like this?
How do you not think like this?
I feel like I'm dying.
Good.
Hey, dude. No, it is... Okay.
I swear to God, I can see, like, zebras.
Yeah? What color are they?
Like so purple. Oh my God.
Okay, that's cool, though. Purple zebras.
Oh my God.
you know what I think it's like? I think it's, you know, there is me right there. There's Izzy. But there is also this other Izzy. A whole bunch of Izzy's is old. she's, like, always pretty. But, like, time's probably weird, right? Because she's the same Izzy, but a different Izzy. So it's like, I'm every Izzy.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Utah!
Tahoe.
No, Izzy. Utah. I did the... I'm wearing my Arthur coat. The fine stuff Arthur coat. And I can see it.
The sheath?
It's in Utah.
Wow. Okay. Go Arthur coat.
String coat theory.
I want to go snowboarding.
Can I help you with those?
Oh my god, dude, Warner Girl, did you really cross state lines to ask if you could carry my books?
I thought the whole thousands of years of friendship might cancel that out.
Yeah, well, I don't remember those, do I? Hmm. Not properly, at least. What I do remember is you implying to my friends that we had, like, totally banged when we had decidedly not banged.
Oh, that is what you're upset about, not the fact that you and your friends are going to die soon, inevitably.
That's not certain.
It is, actually.
Okay, yeah, well, so then what are you doing here? Just, you just want to watch us die again?
Look, just because something is, futile, doesn't mean we, still shouldn't try.
Yeah, okay.
Look, can I just make it up to you? Where is the rest of the Three Musketeers?
Look, I don't know. Kay and I are staying out of it this time around, trying to give Arthur a fighting chance.
Ah.
But I've got, like, a metric fuck ton of studying to do, and none of the Gwens I can remember are particularly good at Ochem, so...
Oh, I'm good at Ochem.
You're a wizard.
Ah, warlock, I guess. And immortal. I do have 10 PhDs.
You live forever and you're just gonna go to school over and over again?
There was a long period of time where people weren't too fond of magic. Academia was as good as a place as any to keep my head down while I waited. So now I can say things like, Doctor, 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 Merlin. Pleasure to meet you. Come on, Guinevere. Let me help you. Something completely boring and outside of destiny.
Okay, fine. But just studying, okay? No shaping the universal plan or anything like that.
Just studying. You have my word.
Yeah, come in. Arthur? Lance?
Dude.
Hello.
You gotta tell him. Tell him about the coat theory.
It's not string coat theory.
Oh my god. You guys are high.
No.
My brother got you high. Oh my god.
Listen, it's okay. Because Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kay, you gotta pack right now. Lance was like, try on your old Arthur's coat. And I did, and now we're going to Utah.
Oh, the sheath's in Utah?
Old Arthur thinks so.
Man, I love Utah. You guys go have fun.
You're not coming?
Not if we want this to work, this time. I'm there every time you die, dude. But you got this one, okay? Try not to make Lance pull all of his hair out.
Too late.
You sure?
Yeah. Go kick some sheep-stealing ass, okay?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Because I said it wasn't a good idea, and it's my company.
If it was your company, Gerald, it would say Fitzgibbon's Lab on the side of the building. Does my building say Fitzgibbon Lab, Gerald? That's right, it does not. So you'll note my confusion with your attitude. Shit. No, everything's fine. Just a headache. Don't... Yes, I'm fine. Look, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Shit. Arthur? You there?
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, Dallas Seeker as Lance, Grace Corcunis as Triss, Lily Richards as Morgana, Mia Kadama as Izzy, and Lily Martinez as the Lady of the Lake. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Grace Corcunis, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can access bonus content and sneak peeks for all of our shows.